You know, with bag limits, which is how the recreational fishery is regulated, there's a requirement to release fish once you've kept more than a couple anyway. So I guess they just wanted to know that, you know, if those fish are being released, that there is a good chance that they're surviving. So not only are we looking at the survival rate, but we're also looking at factors that might be affecting survival, so how the fish are handled as well, to potentially look at ways to increase the survival rate once the fish are released.
So what does your study involve to try and get some results?
So we're using state-of-the-art satellite tagging technology. So we attach a tag to the body of the fish once it's been caught, and we release it back into the water. And the tag is basically like a time capsule that will record the depth and the temperature that the fish has been swimming at. And we can also get a bit of an indication on the fish's location through time as well. And then after a period of time, the tag will pop off and actually report all that information up to the satellite, which send the data back to my computer, and then we can analyse it and look at the behaviour of the fish. Obviously, if it's still swimming around, it's survived. And if it's sunk to the bottom, there's a chance that it's probably died as part of the capture process.
How many fish were tagged?
To date, we've tagged about 45. We're hoping to get that number up to about 60. So it's one of the largest post-release survival studies using this kind of technology in the world.
So what have you been able to find as part of your studies?
Well, a lot of the fish are actually still swimming around with the tags on them. So we've programmed the tags to stay on for 180 days. So we have to wait for all that information to come back in once the tags pop off. But we've had some interesting stories already. We've had one or two fish that have been eaten by a shark, and we can tell that by the temperature goes up significantly when the tag's in the shark's gut, and also it goes dark because the tags record a light. So you can see that it goes dark for a few days, and then the sharks obviously regurgitated the tag and sent all that information back to us.
Wow. That would be some interesting results then.
Yeah, as I said, each tag is basically a time capsule which catches amazing information. So not only are we getting the post-release survival information, but a real understanding into the movements and sort of behaviour of these species as well.
So even though it is still only early, have you been able to find out whether the post-release survival is okay with southern bluefin tuna?
Look, as I said, it is early days, but there are indications that they're a fairly hardy species. We had one fish actually re-caught off the New South Wales coast about 5 days after we tagged it by a commercial longliner, who was good enough to send the tag back to us, and we got all that information back. So they're obviously going back to feeding and fairly normal behaviour soon after. We've also had some fish that have had a bit of hook damage. So, you know, obviously when the fish are hooked, the hook can sometimes cause a bit of bleeding, and those fish are still swimming around after, I think we're up to about 100 days for a couple of those fish. So they're obviously still retain the tag, which would indicate that they've survived.
What can people do or recreational fishers do to make sure that if they are going to catch and release, that the southern bluefin tuna have the highest chance of survival?
A lot of it comes down to common sense. It's just handling the fish carefully. If they're bigger fish, it's probably better to release them alongside the boat by cutting the hook off as close as you can and using hooks that will corrode away. The other thing is, if you are going to bring the fish on board and potentially put a tag in yourself, which a lot of the game fishing clubs promoting at the moment, is to make sure that you're well educated on where to put the tag so you're not actually going to damage the fish through that process, and obviously keep them out of the water for as short a period of time as possible.
And can the southern bluefin tuna professional fishing industry use this kind of information as well?
Look, they can. The CSIRO have also done a lot of work on tagging tuna using this particular method to look more at the movement and behaviour of them, and I think the commercial industry is fairly well aware of that work, and this will definitely add to that suite of information though as well.